When I first looked into the scientific hypothesis that a comet caused the flooding and extinctions at the end of the last ice age, I was met with the assertion that the comet research group, that's the proponents of that hypothesis, are a bunch of charlatans. They just, like, manufacture their own evidence and they hide hard data from the people that ask for it. The entire Younger Dryas impact hypothesis is said to be a bunch of smoke and mirrors, according to the critics, and their best piece of evidence for this is the missing data set from a 2010 paper that claims that nanodiamonds were found in the ice at Greenland at the appropriate depth to indicate that a comet did strike around 12,000 years ago. Physicist Mark Boslow has requested a sample of that ice and was denied. He also noticed that the paper claims that the data was stored and archived in the National Snow and Ice Data Center, but it is not there. Boslow has basically used this to imply that the comet research group is full of crap, that this is all just a bunch of BS, and that Greenland ice, it didn't really have no diamonds in it. But this has really bothered me, because the paper is published in the Journal of Glaciology, which is a journal in pretty high standing in that field. And so, well, here's the thing. If they did fake it, why is the paper still in the journal? Why haven't they retracted it? And if they haven't faked it, where is this data set? Why is it missing? Well, I've been looking into this off and on for about the last year, and I believe I can answer both of those questions. Not only why the journal hasn't retracted the paper, and I can tell you where to find that data set. Don't believe me? Sit down for a minute. Hi, my name is Dan, and welcome to Dedunking. It's important to note that Boslow has been very antagonistic toward this hypothesis since its inception, not even arguing about the data out the gate, but using things like probability and Occam's razor.
It's not impossible that you could get an event like that recently. It's just extraordinarily improbable. And when you're making an extraordinarily improbable claim, you need extraordinary evidence. And I haven't seen the extraordinary evidence.
Physicist Mark Boslow analyzes impacts of comets and asteroids. He says one way to evaluate if such a devastating impact occurred is to calculate the statistical probabilities of it happening. And the odds don't look good.
You have improbability stacked upon improbability. We're talking about something that may happen only once in the entire age of the Earth, and I have a hard time accepting something like that happened that recently.
Boslow says that while an event like this would certainly devastate the environment and the great animals, he thinks there are far simpler explanations.
You know, Occam's razor, the simplest explanation is probably the best one, and there are other hypotheses that, to me, don't seem as extraordinary.
And when the Greenland paper was published, Mark asked for some samples for himself, and he was denied. He was told there was nothing available left to send him, and that he would be considered the next time an expedition was sent. He still has not received any samples, and as such, he's asked a couple of questions. Is it indeed the policy of the paper's authors to withhold samples of Greenland ice collected from the putative YDB layer from independent researchers who are perceived to be hostile to the YDB impact, as stated by co-author T. E. Bunch? Is it true that as of September 2010, there were no samples left to provide to independent researchers, as stated by co-author T.E. Bunch? The way Boslow presents the first question would make you think he'd never even contemplated the second. I mean, the guys that went out and gathered the ice from Greenland and preserved it and then bring it back to wherever and test it and do all their stuff. This stuff isn't cheap, man. It's not like grabbing a dirt sample from your backyard, right? And so there's only a handful of these to go around. So if they do send them to independent researchers, do you think they would rather send them to ones that are openly antagonistic towards them or maybe ones that are impartial? It's kind of a no-brainer, right? And Boslow, again, is well aware that these things are consumed when they're used. There's only two of the layers that show show nanodiamonds in that ice, right? There was two of the samples that showed that. They were side by side to each other, right next to each other in the ice. So this is pretty good indicator for an impact marker. But Boslow claims that these things are just basically, he needs to see more of this ice for himself. And until they send him this ice, he's going to complain that he didn't get any. And he implies that it's being hidden from him. And that's basically, it's dishonest, because to a person like myself, or to many of you viewers, I'm sure, when somebody says withheld data, whew, man, that's National Enquirer shit. Now it's like, why the hell would you hide the data if it's above the board? And Boslow's well aware of that, but he's preying on ignorance. Now, maybe he wasn't aware when he first talked about this stuff, but he's certainly aware of it now. And he's preying on the ignorance of the people that think they're scientifically literate. Because, I mean, you have to be specifically literate in exactly all of these things to recognize what's going on here. But what about the missing data set? I mean, there's no way that Boslow could have possibly sabotaged the missing data set at the National Snow and Ice Data Center or had anything to do with anything like that, right? I mean, it's missing, right? You can email them and confirm. I've done that myself. So, well, when you see how simply ridiculous this one is, you're going to almost just slap your face and be like, you've got to be effing kidding me, man. The data for the ice cores is supposed to have been archived at the National Snow and Ice Data Center, and it's not there. Like I said, I emailed them and confirmed, and they ain't got it. But they haven't retracted the paper either, so something's weird here. Maybe this isn't as big of a deal as Boslow's making it out to be, although, I mean, clearly it's a big deal. But the paper itself says this. All original data files were uploaded to the U.S. National Snow and Ice Data Center. Now pay attention to the wording. It's not the Snow and Ice Center. It's the Snow and Ice Data Center. They don't house snow and ice. They house data. So the missing data set is almost certainly a clerical error or something along those lines. But, say for instance, the data set's missing for nefarious reasons. Well, what would that allow the Comet Research Group to do that they wouldn't be able to do, assuming that they're just as rotten as Boslow says they are? How does this missing data set, how does it set up like some smoke for them to hide behind? Well, it doesn't, because the data that they would be sending to the National Snow and Ice Data Center would be data that they wrote themselves. So, assuming, like, say that they needed a 4 in column A, they would just write a 4 in column A and send it to the National Snow and Ice Data Center, and the National Snow and Ice Data Center would record that 4 in column A in their archives. So, this doesn't prove that they're disingenuous or they're dishonest, despite Boslow's attempts to make it look like they're hiding things here. All it is a freaking clerical error or something like that that does not allow them to be more or less dishonest. This does not hide or like help any sort of dishonest behavior whatsoever. This does not help them lie at all. The only person that this has helped lie is a guy named Mark Boslow. And this is kind of a sad, kind of funny thing, because basically he is, on his face, he is accusing Alan West of seeding those samples. Alan West is actually the guy that prepared the samples. So he's accusing Alan West of seeding those samples with nanodiamonds. At the end of the day, that's basically what he's saying here. And this is really funny to me, because when you've got a scientist that you disagree with his findings, and you disagree with him on like this weird little, I disagree with them before I saw any findings, it's just like Occam's razor kind of, I think the probability is against it. And then the way that you dismiss his findings is just to assume that he's full of shit. You know, I can't help but be reminded of the Great Pyramid and like Howard Weiss's team going there at the end of the 1800s. And Howard Weiss's team made two discoveries that get talked about a lot in the alternate history community. One of them is the cartouche of Khufu in there that's like from a worker or something. That basically, this is Khufu's pyramid, right? And the other one is an iron plate. And this iron plate is not meteoric iron. And so it's like kind of weird that it's showing up in the Bronze Age. Now, same expedition. If you are a mainstream Egyptology supporter, you will believe that cartouche is true. It's good science. And that metal plate, man, maybe they're kind of full of shit. And flip it around. If you believe the pyramid wasn't built by Khufu and you believe they had lost ancient high technology, you probably think that cartouche is full of shit and that metal plate is real, even though they came from the same expedition. And we're seeing the exact same horseshoe theory shenanigans here. Boslow doesn't like the findings. So rather than like deal with them, he's accusing people of lying. So I guess I should point out that, you know, there is a place to find that missing data set. I know this is going to come as a shock to you. It's in a peer-reviewed, published paper in a respected journal. It's the paper we've been talking about this entire fucking time, man. This is the same. This is no different than anything else, except for the papers. If you go and you read a paper and it's got like all this data in it, and they don't have a data center for the data that they collect, this is no different. So here's your missing data set, boys. Told you I'd find it. Now, Mark Boslow, for lack of a better term, is pretty toxic when it comes to this stuff. I mean, he can regularly be seen calling the Comet Research Group a bunch of creationists. He will reach out to publications when they're published if he doesn't like the way that they handle all this stuff. Basically, he's got a hard-on for this, and he's coming after it all the time, hot and heavy. A lot like some archaeologists that you've seen me cover on this channel in the past. Guys that just, they like to go behind your back. They like to poison the well. They like to make sure that people that are scientifically minded look at things not with just one raised eyebrow, but just kind of reject the things out of hand. They listen to the stuff, but they're just kind of like, this is just kind of bullshit, man. I'm reading the Inquirer here. That's what their goal is, and they are very much about doing these sorts of things. And Mark Boslow, well, it's no surprise he's pulling a play from their book in order to do just that. And what we've got here, holy crap. I mean, this is the same kind of thing, basically, as conflating Hancock with white supremacy, except for on a lower key thing here. But he's conflating the Comet Research Group with lying about data, hiding the data, even though the data's not hidden. It's not necessarily lied about. Perhaps, I mean, we can go out on a limb and say perhaps the data was falsified. But Boslow has no evidence for that. None whatsoever. His only evidence for that is that he thinks that it's falsified. And he has misrepresented the way that this shit goes down in order to portray that to the public and get other people to think that this is a missing data set. Let's be very clear. The data set is exactly where, like I said, you would find it in any other peer-reviewed published paper, right in the fucking paper. It's not in some archive somewhere else. So when you first opened that paper, say you read that paper before you ever read anything Mark Boslow read, you knew where that data set was. Then Mark Boslow came along, poisoned the well, twisted your head in a knot, and you didn't know where that data set was. This, my friends, is not combating pseudoscience. This is propping up one's own ego and putting science on the fucking pyre in order to do it.